Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you are, welcome to another episode of Emerging Pathogens. But this time I have someone different. You saw my colleague here, Rob McNeely, who's the operations director for HC3 way long time ago. And I thought I'd bring him in with a good conversation today about what's going on. We're in Legionella season, or Legionnaire season, if you like. Some people might call it summer. We call it Legionnaire season. And so we're going to talk about that. And whilst you'll see me having great discussions with David, I thought it was a great opportunity to have another look at our dynamics of our organization as well. And hopefully we can get into some good discussions here. Rob, great to see you back, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing all right, Jack. I'm hanging in here. You know, we have some nasty weather here in Florida right now. I'm hearing some, lightning and everything. I apologize. But yeah, it's starting to storm outside. But outside of that, doing pretty good.
Listen, we had lightning yesterday and thunder. We had a storm from hell yesterday, and we've had a bit of a storm today, but now the sun's broken, it is beautiful, and never mind. I mean, Florida has got loads of storms. Obviously, when I lived up there, it was just mental, and I enjoyed watching them, but I don't like being in them, to see from a distance. So, as I said at the beginning, Rob, we're going to talk a little bit about, I mean, this is summer, right? We kind of laugh because we're like, okay, this is Legionnaire's season rather than summer season. But
summer going into fall is when you really start having, it's showing its, ugly head. Yeah.
But we've had a few outbreaks recently, and I noticed there's been a few outbreaks, some bad ones as well, back in the UK, and certainly, which is really unusual. There's been outbreaks as well, I believe, in New York and different places. Why do you think that we're getting outbreaks so early in the season?
You know, that's really kind of a tough question to really answer, because I think in different locations, it's different reasons. I don't want to blame it on global warming, but it could be on global warming. The surface waters are warmer faster.
Yeah.
So, it could be that. I mean, I can't rule that out. It does appear that's the case. And if you talk to some people, that is the reason why we're having more cases. And they're,
that is really interesting. Not that we want to get into politics, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We don't want your loyalties or anything starting to argue the case. But it is interesting that because of maybe environmental changes, environmental pressures, that we are seeing maybe an upsurgence, if you like, in these cases.
This is what it is. I mean, even right now, we're going through a hot streak here in the United States and, the East Coast right now. New York just hit over 100 degrees, New York City. And what that does is it warms up the water. The water starts getting at temperatures that, it requires oxidants to control the growth of organisms, especially Legionella. A lot of the water that we're getting, especially in a lot of these locations, are surface water. So the surface water is elevated in temperature and, higher than it normally is, and starts getting into the range that growth will happen for Legionella. And, Legionella is, even though it's a waterborne pathogen, its originations are, it comes from soil. It's a soil.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, a lot of surface water has Legionella in, especially reservoirs and stuff like that.
Now, last time you and I talked, I mean, we had a good conversation. If you haven't seen that, ladies and gentlemen, go back and watch it on Spotify and Apple and everywhere else. Listen to it, or you can watch it on YouTube.
1 second, because I can't hear you at all. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're back. Little glitch, ladies and gentlemen, but now we're back, and Rob can hear me now, so we can.
Yeah,
and it's not a Scottish accent, Rob, is it really? Is it? Because you could blame that.
I was thinking about that. I was going to play that off.
We'll do that one later. But, yeah. So, like, last time we spoke about safety, water, and there was a lot of great stuff that we put in here. And let me ask you this: when was the last time you were in a hot tub?
That is a really good question. 20 years ago?
Wow! Right now. Last time I was in the hot tub was a good few years ago. And ever since I've learned about Legionella and hot tubs, I will not go freaking near any one of them. So let's kind of talk, because this is, people don't realize that hot tubs are really dangerous when it comes to this season and Legionella, because you've been heavily involved in this, and you've been, I mean, you were involved in one of our operations that we were dealing with HC3, 400 hot tubs plus. I mean, you were testing them. Let's talk a little about that, because people don't realize hot tubs when they go on holiday. And I've noticed that a lot of the cases now, especially the ones that are breaking out in Europe and even in the UK, is holidaymakers that are going to places.
Yeah, actually, I just saw an article about the UK giving out a public awareness warning to their holidayers, they call them.
That's right, yeah.
That visiting Italy, that Italy's having some issues with, you know, hot tubs.
You know, and but people don't realize how dangerous hot tubs are. And so let's explain, Rob. You know, let's explain to people out there, holidaymakers, and even people that own Airbnbs and companies, really what Legionella is and why it's so dangerous in hot tubs.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously Legionella in general is dangerous. And the unique thing about hot tubs is that you have a small body of water that you are introducing with, you know, from that the water is getting introduced from the municipality, local municipality. And so there's some type of, you know, chlorine oxid, you know, an oxidant in it. And and the thing is that this water comes in with microbes. It's not sterile. And once it gets into a hot tub, it is, we treat the hot tub with oxidants and try to, but the problem is that we heat up the hot tub, you know, to, you know, above 100 degrees. And so the oxidant goes fairly quickly, even though we might have some oxidants, just, you know, some tablets or some other ways of trying to maintain that oxidant. The problem is you get a couple people in there, four or five people, and into a hot tub, and that oxidant at the heat and this air, and it's the jets are blowing a bunch of air into it. And so the oxidant goes fairly quickly. And some of these hot tubs even have devices that are meant to try to control the organism that actually accelerates the depletion of the oxidant, like the UV lights and ozone that it might be using within these hot tubs. And so what happens is in these hot tubs is that you're creating the perfect environment for Legionella to grow. And, and we've done a lot of testing to show that, you know, even a properly maintained, whatever that might be, even by industry standards, still can grow Legionella, and to quantities and to will amplify and grow to concentrations that could be hazardous to somebody's health, especially if it's LP1, Legionella pneumophila serogroup 1. So yeah,
that's the dangerous organism. That's the LPD1, not the, you know, that's the one that we're worried about. But that's the one that's also is commonly reported in hot tubs and in shower heads and various other things. And here's the thing, though, a lot of people think, and they'll say, Rob, well, you know what, we treat it, we just put chlorine in there and that should kill everything and we're done. But that's not necessarily the case, Rob, is it?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't appear to be. You know, we've looked at, you know, over 300 hot tubs for over a year, and these things were getting touched pretty much every day by adding chlorine or originally it was bromine. So an oxidant, it was being, you know, and by any, you know, estimates, it was fairly well maintained, all of them. You know, they hardly ever weren't, you know, seen by somebody maintaining them once or maybe 3 days it might go without being touched, but that's about as far as it'd ever go. And most of them, they almost always got touched every day. And when I say touch, I mean their oxygen levels were checked. They were visually looked for any type of signs that the water was not in good shape. You know, they were checking all the other parameters, alkaline, and they were touching all the things that you would normally touch when you're maintaining a hot tub or any, you know, body water like that or a pool. And we basically are finding that it didn't really matter how well you maintained it on whether you would have an outbreak or not, not outbreak, but amplification of Legionella. And so that was really what really kind of shocked us, is that, you know, it just seemed like the ones that would have been, quote, out of control, not didn't have their controls properly adjusted, or ones that were just maintained meticulously, just the concentrations were perfect. And it didn't seem like it was a factor on whether the organism grew there or not. You know, obviously there's a lot of other factors that go into this. You know, how often was the tub used, and how often was refilled, and, you know, we try to take out all the confounders and why that would be. One issue we found also is, you know, why were we having these tubs that were constantly being positive?
Yeah.
For at least, even though they were being thoroughly cleaned and the disinfection and the oxygen levels were really, you know, perfect. And, you know, then we found there was actually an issue with some of the tubs manufacturer.
The way they were designed
is that they had a dead leg in them. And so once that dead leg got removed, then the numbers dropped. The numbers drastically dropped. But we found that to really properly maintain a tub, it takes a really colossal effort. You know, would I say that, you know, tubs, you know, hot tubs are, you know, a major health issue? No, if they're properly maintained, and, you know, and, you know, would I sit in my own hot tub? Yes. Would I sit in somebody else's? I don't know if I would, just because I don't know how well it's maintained.
And, well, you know, here,
even the best maintained ones,
yeah,
and might still have.
You don't organism. Know though.
You do
and that's
not know.
And that's the thing, and that's what I look at now, Rob. I'm like, you know, okay, so, you know, my wife will say, let's go somewhere, let's go, we'll get an Airbnb, right? And this, and you see it there, and this, we've got a hot tub on a mountain retreat looking out. I mean, it looks stunning. And you're like, okay, I can see us there, nice glass of wine, dinner, and everything else. But you don't know if they've actually really maintained that. And so I think the industry has to, and this is something, you know, Dave and I used to talk about as well, and I'm sure that you agree, is that I think the industry has to change. And all the way down to homeowners that have hot tubs. Now, it's up to them. If they buy a hot tub, they don't maintain it, that's down to them, that's fine. It's not. But when you get someone who's got an Airbnb, a bed and breakfast, a hotel, or even getting up to a big one of these massive hotel operations and leisure industry, there has to be some kind of change, because we're seeing too many outbreaks recently. I mean, obviously we had, this is another episode, but we talk about fountains. We had the big here in North Carolina with the fountains, and then obviously we had it up in New Jersey, and, you know, there's lots of these things. But we're talking about now in the leisure industry and the hotel industry, where this is serious. And now I look at somewhere and I'm like, I don't want to hire anywhere with a hot tub, because people don't realize as well, you put it on, you're going to get infected, not from just directly the water, but from the aerialization and the little droplets in the air. And yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, and that's really what, you know, people don't really realize. You know, they're like, well, you know, we're people worried about pools and stuff like that. And the thing is that pools in general don't aerosolize the water like hot tubs do. You know, there was also the outbreak on the cruise ships that the CDC investigated. You know, there and for the hot tubs. The thing is I think the study that we've done, which, you know, hopefully we will come out with a, we're looking to come out with some stuff, I think, which will definitely, you know, scare people. Unfortunately, I don't want to necessarily scare people. That's not what we're trying to do here either. Trying to educate.
But it could be a necessary evil, though, because it's, and I say that with respect because I think, well, we have to scare them a little bit. Look, this is, you can't just bury your head in the sand.
No, and that's part of it. But you know, I think we're going to try to come with some real data to show this is the issue. This is what, you know, has been commonplace. And the thing is that a lot of the information that's out there on especially Legionella control in hot tubs is not really based on anything. And that's been our biggest thing. It's like we go try to find out where's the industry getting this information. You know, even the CDC will tell you how to, you know, certain things about how to maintain a tub, and it's not what we're finding is that it wasn't really based off of any science out there. It was just, you know, hey, look, we think this is going to work, so let's do it. You
Let's
know,
just
yeah.
throw an eight ball in there, a magic eight ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it?
Yeah, is it? Oh, yeah, there it is. All right, it will work. Yes, and so that's and so I think, you know, we're not going to just come to the table with just a problem, and saying that, hey, look, you're doing this
No.
wrong. We're, you know, we're also trying to figure out how
Well,
it can
you've
be
got
done
hard
in the right.
data.
We do a
You've
lot,
got hard data. I
a
mean,
lot.
I've been lucky to see that data, and it's been shared with me as well. And it's really hard data. I mean, there's, I would be very shocked if anybody else in the science community and in industrial hygiene could actually sit there and say, "Well, no, that's wrong," because it's hard line data that's there. I mean, you've got the evidence. It's empirical.
Even, you know, like I joke, even if say hypothetically we're wrong, I don't believe we are, but just say we're just wrong as can be, it would, there's not all the data out there. You can combine it all together on hot tubs, just combine it all together, and you won't even come close to the amount of data that we have. We have hundreds of thousands of hot tub days worth of data.
That's
And
crazy.
yeah,
Do you
it's
think the report that we're going
amazing.
to put out, or that you and David are going to be putting out in the team at HC3, is going to make, is the potential to make any changes in the industry as we see it?
What else? And I would be surprised if it doesn't. You know,
Yeah.
but you know, I think when you're going to tell somebody, hey, look, for decades you've kind of been doing it wrong, and
That's a
there's
hard
probably
pill to swallow.
it is, and so it might, it, you know, I guarantee there's going to be pushback on it,
Yeah.
but the data is not going to lie. Our the amount of data and the avalanche of data,
It's not
just
gonna lie.
they're not
You're
going to
not
predict
gonna
that.
be you guys are not gonna be in the on the Christmas card list for the hot tub companies, I can tell you that
No,
as well.
and we should be. And we really
No,
should be.
you should
Because
be, but you're not because the way they're going to look at it, and this is only me kind of having a hypothesis. The way they're going to look at it, Rob, is like, well, now we've got to redevelop and redesign our
yes.
hot tubs so that we don't have that infill, that
Yes.
flat fill. And they're either going to love you for it or they're going to hate you for it because it's going to cost them a tremendous amount to change all that.
You know, we're going to have a lot of things that they're probably going to need to look at changing on how they how, basically how they tell you how to maintain their tubs. When they say the water, obviously the mechanical parts, we're not going to speak too much upon that. But when it comes to the actual how you maintain that water inside the tub and how you make sure that that water becomes, you know, it can maintain being as, you know, low risk as possible. Because no matter what, and look, it's a tub full of water. It's a risk. As soon as you get in there, you know, there's a risk. not just.
And also, there's a risk putting the water in.
Yes. And that's been part of the things that we've also been showing is like, you know, hey, look, we just put brand new water in there. Well, you don't know where that water, what that,
no,
the
I
shape
know.
Of that water is that you just put in there. So, you know, and
it's funny because I drive past cooling towers now, Robin. I look at them and I go, I wonder what's in this, you know, I wonder how much Legionella is in that parts per million.
It's either some. You know,
absolutely. There's always going to be some.
I guarantee there's probably some in there. And you kind of expect it with those and everything. And this is the thing is that there is a process for those to, you know, for towers even to maintain them. And I think the hot tubs also need to be revisited. As the cooling towers were, I still are going to be, because cooling towers are still another source of outbreaks. I mean, come on, look what New York City makes you do to,
I know,
for hot tubs. I mean, not hot tubs, but for cooling towers.
The cooling towers, yeah.
And you know what? I would, you watch what they're going to do is make people who are companies or organizations that have hot tubs that they use as selling points or you know, or for guests, not for their own purposes, but for guests, they're going to probably start regulating them. They're probably going to start.
That's also, I mean, that's something that's seriously needed, but I can see that it's going to shake up the industry tremendously. Yeah. And also, I think in the industry, there's going to have to be some kind of standard protocol on how you maintain the hot tub, because really what I've seen and what I've seen this out there is too weak. It's as far as when I put a bit of chlorine in it, make sure it's got this parts per million in it or whatever else you're treating in the water. But that's all going to have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it going to be the case of where warnings have to have a health warning on a hot tub and for age limits? Somebody maybe later in years that may have some potentially compromised immune system should not be anywhere near a frigging hot tub.
You know, that there might be that, you know, hey, look, there's a warning that, you know, if you're have some type of respiratory issue or have some type of immune issue, you might not want to be around a hot tub.
But nobody thinks of that. You know, you don't see a lot of people worried about it. I still hear to this day, I can't wait to get in the hot tub. I can't wait to go in, you know, and you're like, nah, no way. There's no way I would want to do it.
No, I mean, I say that, you know, and this is the thing. It's like, if I owned a hot tub, and like I said, if I owned a hot tub and I was the one maintaining it, because of the information I know, I know how to maintain one pretty well.
Yeah.
Where I would limit or lower the risk of you know, at least the biological contaminants. I would get in one, but outside of that, I don't know if I would get into somebody else's tub. The thing is you know, this is maybe a kind of a weird way of looking at it. It's kind of like, you know, if you went to somebody's house and they said, hey, yeah, you can go ahead and use my bathtub, and you go in there and there's already water in it, what's the likeliness you get in that tub? Yeah, when you go to a hot tub and there's water in it, you don't know how well that's, you know, and especially you don't know if that's new water or water or how well it's been maintained. And that's, I think, the biggest issue when it comes to communal tubs. I call them communal. We call them communal, you know, where it's not just for one individual, it's not just for a family, it's for a guest that comes to this location to use the tub. And you just don't know anything about that water. You just don't.
I want to kind of talk about, because I think this is important as well. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the travel industry, especially with cruises, is that a little bit, is that going to be tackled in a different way? Because I guess that on a cruise ship, there's more of a risk.
Yeah. Cruise ships are you know, they're increased risk. The CDC, even, you know, their corrective actions for the cruise ship that they were involved with was, let's take out the heating element. So basically, you just have a, instead of a hot tub, you have a cold tub.
You have a cold tub, which is, so, you can't really sell that on the brochure.
No.
We've got hot tubs on every plane.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it doesn't, that makes, you know, no sense. And, you know, they're changing out the water every single time and, yeah, and stuff like that. Then again, you know, who's to say the water you're putting in these tubs is any better than the water you just took out?
Do you think the travel industry is probably more lackadaisical with it? Because there has been a lot of outbreaks, let's face it, on cruise ships. There has been, right? And I'm not mentioning any particular, legally, because we don't want to sue, mention any particular cruise company. But it seems to me that it's more relaxed than it is. And I don't think, from what I have looked at, I don't think that it's a serious enough issue that they're really looking to direct change.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done work on cruise ships before, and they you know, they're very much about trying to keep people health and, you know, there's safety. It's just, look, you're on a boat with 1,000 other people
and are using stuff,
and it's you know, and it's harder to maintain these items that they're using, you know, like the hot tubs. It's just, when you're out in the middle of the water, even though you're surrounded by water,
the water's not,
you know. But I do know sites that I've been to, you know, and when, you know what? Yeah, now that I think of it, I have been in a really big hot tub at a resort, but they used seawater.
Oh, okay.
They just use pure seawater that they grabbed right from the ocean right there. And they, you know, they filtered it, but they just use it and then they would put it back into the ocean.
Nature's best disinfectant.
Yeah, you know, and they didn't treat it. Not saying that's the best way, I have no clue, but
no.
You're going out swimming in the ocean anyways, and here there is, you know, and they're replacing the water every day with brand new water. And so you know, maybe that's a better way, but I don't know. But the ones that I know on cruise ships, they don't do that. They use treated water that they've created it themselves. And cruise ships generally have a harder time because it's harder to disinfect the water that they're using. And so it's much harder to control it on a cruise ship. You just don't have the resources.
So do you think when the data comes out, when the report comes out finally and it's out and it's published, that's obviously going to affect the travel industry quite dramatically. Is it going to be a case where a lot of these cruises are going to have to refit all of their hot tubs and their water systems?
I would say that would have to. There would probably have to be some modifications.
Yeah,
I don't know how extreme, again, I think we're going to come to the table with these reports with things that we've shown to actually work, and you know, unfortunately, with Legionella in general, there's no silver bullet. There's no 100% effective.
Yeah.
Even within the buildings that we live in, within, you know, the systems that we, you know, look, the biggest supplier of Legionella in a community is usually in the municipality.
Yeah. And that's a big problem because it's coming right into your homes.
It's coming into your
homes. We don't know how they're treating it.
You know, and they could be treating it just fine. It's just, we're finding that, you know what, Legionella is pretty hard, and it has ways and mechanisms to keep it from being affected by all the different types of processes that municipalities use, whether it be, you know, chlorine or monochloramine or using UV or even, you know, ozone and any of the other things. The organism is pretty hardy, and it just has mechanisms, whether it be through other organisms, living through other organisms, or biofilm or other mechanisms to make it through. And actually, It even, you know, platonic.
It colonizes really quick.
It does. It can. I mean, we had, we showed tubs that were brand new tubs.
I remember that. And it was colonizing in brand new tubs that quick.
Yeah, within a week.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so about a week. It took about 7 days and you had a brand new tub that had detectable Legionella within about 7 days, 7 to 14 days.
And anybody who's listening out there, if you want to know more about, you know, what is Legionella and how it affects you, and you know, the path of transmission and, you know, an infection control, whether it's contagious, then go and listen to mine and Dave's, you know, Legionella 101. It's a two-part series. The first part's out now. A lot of them questions are answered. Then go watch that, because you'll need to know that listening to this, and you'll understand that from the dangers of what we're talking about with hot tubs and, you know, even in your own home.
Yeah, even in your own home. I mean, the thing is that, you know, Legionella is not just a big building issue, you know.
No, it's not.
If you have a hot tub, I mean, it's a possibility to be there. Even if you're a shower, if you don't use your water that often, you know, it's less likely to be in your home, but it's not impossible. And there has been associated with, you know, Legionella at homes. And so it's not out of the possibility of happening at your home. Is just, you know, the problem is that, you know Dave has shown a lot of correlation between, you know, the Safe Water Drinking Act and other things, and
you know, touched on that before, you and I actually, yeah, the last time we chatted.
Yeah, it's amazing. On, you know, it almost seems like we're creating this problem when it comes to Legionella, because we're, you know, trying to conserve on this and trying to do that. And what it's doing is putting the environment perfect for Legionella to grow.
Yeah. I want to change it up just a little bit, because I know we're talking about hot tubs and everything else, but I think another, and I've just thought of this myself, is I was driving past a accommodation complex the other day, you know, where they have apartments, things like that. And I saw outside, they've got lovely pool and everything else, but they've got showers there. I don't know if there was a hot tub, probably would have been, or there would have been some kind of tub there. But I think that's another area we need to look at, apartment blocks, apartment complexes that have these leisure pools and things. And we don't know what if they've got any water management plan, or if they're just looking at a pool guy coming in and treating. There's also a potential there for colonization, I think, of Legionella, especially coming from a municipality.
Yeah, I mean, when you get some of these apartment complexes are just humongous, and their water systems are massive, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, you do have that. I think you do have that, just that inherent, you know, when you have a building and a water system that is as large as some of these are, that, you know, amplification can happen. And, you know, and with the hot tubs, you know, they're just inherently built to amplify and promote growth. I mean, the only thing that you have in there to really control growth is oxidant. And even that isn't foolproof.
It's managing to beat that.
Yeah, it's managing to beat that. And you're putting it into basically the right temperature. You're giving as much air as it needs, and the one thing that controls is oxidant. And usually through the processes of heating and aerosolization, you know, through the, you know, pumping in a bunch of air, and even some of these systems have, again, the UV and the ozone built into them, which also deplete the oxidant. And you're just built to grow perfect.
It's just the perfect storm, perfect. Really.
Perfect.
So before we finish off, Rob, I want to, what would you be saying from you, as, you know, your position, your understanding and your experience where you've been, you've tested all these hot tubs, to organizations, companies out there, healthcare facilities, apartment blocks, cruise ships, these companies, what should they be looking at now, even before you guys release the data that's going to turn the industry upside down? What will you be telling these companies now? What should they be looking at now? Because we're seeing an upsurgence once again. It's Legionella season, as far as I'm concerned. This is I watch it every day. I get the alerts coming in. I see them all over. So it's increasing. What would you be saying? What should companies be doing now?
This is Chuck. That's a great question. And this is one thing. This is the one thing that when we've been talking to companies, and it just doesn't seem like most these companies, either be resorts or cruise ships or even hospitals and so on, is the assumption that the water that you're using is Legionella free.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
We have that assumption when we fill up hot tubs or when the cooling, the water going into those cooling towers, we always make that assumption that that water that's going in there is Legionella free, and that's wrong. It's not accurate. Really, odds are there's Legionella in there, and you're putting it into a system that will allow it to grow.
Are you suggesting, Rob, that companies that we've just discussed should be looking more proactively toward testing regularly for Legionella?
Exactly. And testing the water that's coming into your facilities. And that's also been what I've noticed is like even other consultants, they'll go in and test the building, but they're not even testing the water that's going into the building. Where do you think this Legionella is coming from?
Yeah. That's where they're missing out. I can't wait. I remember Dave phoned me one day and he was telling me, I was like, why haven't they tested there and they're not testing way back there?
Yeah.
Where it's coming in.
Yeah, and I think that's what we all have to understand is that, and the only way we know is there, and that's also with hot tubs, the only way we know that it's there.
Taste it.
Yeah, there's two ways I guess you would find out. One is somebody get Legionnaires from your tub, or you test it.
And that's I think for people everything. Have also got to, and companies have got to understand that, and go back and listen to all our other episodes, but Legionnaires' disease is a killer. People die from it.
Yeah, you figure you want at least 1 in 10 people die from it just in the general public, and if it's a like a healthcare required, then it's like 1 in 4 people die, and so usually because their immune system's probably
It's compromised. They've normally got a compromised immune system and maybe a healthcare facility or something.
It just lets you know, especially so if you're compromised, if you have a compromised immune system. It's about 1 in 4, and the general public is about
it's danger.
It's a really serious
it's
situation.
A killer.
And everywhere in the world, everywhere, the outbreaks are increasing.
Massively, recently. It's massively. Crazy. I've seen it, honestly. See, listen, here's the other thing I kind of want to ask as well, because I've noticed this a lot. Companies seem to be, in your experience, I think that companies are ignorant of this. In your experience, are you finding out that more and more they're really ignorant of the dangers of Legionella in hot tubs, pools, shower unit, everywhere?
Yes. Simple answer, yes.
They are ignorant of it. What would you say to companies now then? If you had a message to give them, Rob, what would be that message to all these companies?
Well, the message would be is that, you can continue. You can continue not to, if you don't really search for it, you don't find it. You really don't know how well your system is until you really truly look at it, and that's the problem with a lot of the water management plans that are out there. And people think, oh wow, I got a water management plan, I'm safe. And I'll ask them, so how many times have you validated that your water management plan is actually working? And they'll be like,
well, that's really important is to validate the water management plan. And actually, if they have a water management plan at all,
yeah, if they have one, because it doesn't just because you have a water management plan doesn't protect you. It's not as David always likes to say, the bug didn't read the plan.
I can see that on a t-shirt, by the way, Legionella, the bug didn't read your water management plan.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you don't validate and verify, and the only way you can really validate is by sampling. And if you don't really validate your plan, is not effective.
Rob, thank you for being with me tonight. It's a great conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a lot more of these conversations. You're going to see Rob a lot more on here and some of the other guys as well, the team at HC3. If you've got any questions, please reach out to us. And if you're a company and you're like, I need to start testing, I need to validate whether my hotel is safe, then please reach out to hc3fl.com. You will get Rob, or you'll get one of the other team, you'll get David. They will contact you. They will get it in order. They will come out. They will get it tested. Don't wait until the horses escape the field or something to do with the door is bolted. I can't remember what these aphorisms and things are really, but you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Just be proactive rather than reactive is what I'm saying. Get in touch with us. These guys are out in the field day in and day out. They know and they can help you and they can save you a lawsuit. So if you're a healthcare facility, you're a hotel operator, any kind of leisure industry, or even an Airbnb owner, then make sure you get some kind of water management plan in place and you contact us with any questions. And if you've got any questions for Rob that you want to ask him about anything to do with any testing or anything, then please get in touch with him at hc3fl.com. Rob, thank you for being with me. I look forward to having many other chats on here that we can educate the public with. We'll see you very, very soon.
Take care.